With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Horses have been a lifelong passion and vocation for Gene Montelius Goodrow. Goodrow owns JMG Stables in Clinton, Montana, where she offers an array of services, including boarding, pasturing, and lessons. She says something happened this fall that's opened her eyes to one particular aspect of the equestrian industry. And it started with a beloved warm blood mare named Moose.
Moose was a horse that I bred. She was a very nice, very, very nice moving dressage horse. You know, she was a horse when you saw her going, you just kind of turned around and went, ooh, who's that, you know?
Moose's owner, Megan Tuig, says some politely described the athletic 11-year-old as having plenty of personality.
I call it attitude. But she just always made sure you knew her feelings, I guess would be the best way to put that. So she would get you out of her way if she didn't want you around also.
Madeline Kurz is the 18-year-old equestrian who leased Moose from Tuig. Madeline and Moose competed together for a little less than a year. They were a pair to be reckoned with in the dressage arena. What's more, they shared an intense bond. Then an injury sidelined the mare, Jean Goodrow.
And she was having a really good chance of recovery, and then she hurt another joint, and so she just needed to be put down.
And so this past September, the decision was made. It was a devastating blow to the women. Madeline took it especially hard. She still doesn't like talking about it.
She bit a hole in this jacket I'm wearing, and so that's why it has duct tape. I'm just going to cry about it. Sorry. She was sorry.
It was an emotionally draining experience for everyone at JMG Stables. Then something happened that transformed the team's grief into something else. And it started with a Facebook post. Jean Goodrow.
Then this thing for a rescue horse came across my page from another dressage trainer. And I usually don't look at those too much because it's really hard to look at those and not do anything.
An auction site on that Facebook page listed horses available from a Washington State feedlot. The animals were 2 days away from shipping to Mexico for slaughter. America's last horse slaughterhouses closed nearly a decade ago, but tens of thousands of domestic horses are still sent to Canadian and Mexican slaughterhouses every year. Goodrow, who describes herself as a fairly tough old farm gal, says too many of these animals wind up in unlicensed facilities and experience traumatic deaths.
One of the worst things is some of the horses are used to train the fighting bulls, and so they're gored to death.
Goodrow made a few phone calls to friends and students who she knew would adopt and properly care for a rescue horse or two. She talked it over with her 19-year-old daughter, Stevie, and Stevie's best friend, Madeline. They liked the idea. Within hours, they'd wrangled some big horse trailers and hustled over to the Sunnyside, Washington feedlot to bring some horses home.
It was as close to hell as I wanted to get.
Stevie Goodrow.
For a horse person who spends their entire day with horses, none of us want to see an animal suffering like some of the horses were in that pen.
Madeline Kurz agrees.
Over in the corner, there were like some dead horses just stacked on each other. And we like walked along and they were just like horses that couldn't even eat anymore. They were just like, it'd be humane to put them down.
Jean Goodrow says the girl saw some rough stuff that day that she's convinced will leave a lasting impression on them.
Stevie and Madeline at 18 and 19 went to that kill pen, and they're people that will be forever active in the horse industry. And I think it'll change their outlook and what they do with horses for the rest of their life. I think everybody that breeds should have to walk through a kill pen.
By the end of that difficult day, the women were headed back to Clinton, Montana with 28 horses in tow. Many have been adopted. About 13 are still available. The stable is organizing a fundraiser to help cover costs. Goodrow says some terrific horses are still available.
And then there's our friend Panda, who's cantering up. He's like one of the gentlest horses I've ever been around. There are some nice horses in here. Not fancy, fancy horses, but nice horses.
More information about the rescue operation, fundraising, and available horses can be found on our website at mtpr.org. Jean Goodrow says the events of this past fall left a lasting impression on her.
When we got into this, I had bought a young stallion and was going to breed a few more mares. And it's really changed my mind about that. I'm almost 60. Those horses will probably live longer than I am. I just don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to contribute to that. We as breeders, that's where our problem lies. There's too many horses in the U.S. being bred. More horses than there are for people to take care of them.
Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.